Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Barney Visser was born in 1949 and is currently the owner of Furniture Row, a successful mattress and sofa company, as well as Furniture Row Racing, which is part of the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Furniture Row Racing is based in Denver, Colorado, and is one of the few Sprint Cup teams not based in North Carolina. Barney is here to share with us, as our guests typically do, heart-to-heart about the things that God has done in their life. And as we begin our program, I want to pause to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. We believe that God sets up moments like these with special guests whose lives and stories will connect with yours. There is a point of connectability, relatability that I believe you will experience, in which you will experience the blessing of God, who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. And he was buried. And 3 days later, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And the living Christ today calls you to himself. My friend, if you've ever felt like your back was against the wall, that you were challenged in an overwhelming fashion, well, today, the living Christ speaks to you through the story and life of Barney Visser. And I want to encourage you to open your heart to what the Lord has to say, to open your heart to Christ. Perhaps today, if you don't know him personally, this is the moment where you will open your heart to Jesus. And if you're already following the Lord Jesus, that you will grow in your faith and be inspired. Barney Visser's business started with the creation of Big Proof Pillows. In 1977, he already owned 8 Pillow Kingdom stores. Eventually, he launched Big Sur Waterbeds, which is considered as his first waterbed store. By the mid-1980s, the company already held 85 stores. Barney has also owned stores under the names of Oak Express, Bedroom Expressions, Sofa Mart, and Denver Mattress. He introduced the retail world to the big poofy pillows in the 1970s, Pillow Kingdom, and waterbeds in the 1980s from Big Sur. And when those fads faded, he founded 4 other specialized furniture stores that ultimately became Furniture Row, which has grown to 75 centers nationally. After his retirement from the business, he began racing at the Colorado National Speedway. Along with Jerry Robertson, they formed the NASCAR Busch Series team, which is now known as the Nationwide Series. In 2005, he began his NASCAR team, and to date has already participated in 200 races in the Sprint Cup Series. He currently lives in Colorado with his wife, Carolyn, and is a father of 9 grown children. Barney, welcome to our show.
Oh, well, thank you, Danny. I appreciate it. There's a couple stats there that we'll get straightened out. I wish I had 9 kids. we've got 7.
7.
And, we participated in about 200 Sprint Cup races.
Wow.
Since we started, and it's been a challenge.
Well, you've had many more. We've got to increase to 200 the Sprint Cup races, and we have to diminish the children there from 9 to 7. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Denver. I grew up in Denver, in a little Dutch community here in South Denver. Let me turn this thing off here a minute. Sorry about that, Danny.
No problem.
Went to private school, Denver Christian, which was really out of the Dutch Reformed churches.
Mm-hmm.
And went there for 11 years from grade school through my 11th year in high school, and transferred up to a big public school for my senior year. And that's where I grew up. I volunteered for the draft in 1967 and got out 3 months early to go to school up in Greeley, northern Colorado. But Denver Christian was a great foundation. There was a lot of Bible teaching there, and I had a really solid background. We attended First Christian of Englewood, which was a non-denominational church, but very close to Baptist in our beliefs and teachings. And Sherman Miller was our pastor there. He preached. We had an altar call at every service.
Hmm.
And you went in the mornings, you went in the evenings, and it was a terrific church, just a terrific church. And so it was a good childhood in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say influenced you most in those growing up years?
You know, I had my family, my mom and my dad, my sister and my brother. My sister was, my brother was 3 years older, and my sister was a year and a half older than me. But my sister had a stroke when she was just 2 weeks old. She began having strokes.
Hmm.
So watching her grow up and suffer, she was bedridden her entire life. But we were good friends, and she had a huge influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 4 or 5 years old, and you begin asking yourself those kind of questions, why do these things happen? Why is she like this? Why won't God heal her? You're starting pretty young in life. And you're watching how your parents process it, how your brother processes it. But I would say that between my mom and my dad, I'm not sure my sister didn't influence my life more than even my parents, just watching her suffer.
Let's go deeper. In what way watching her, Barney, did she influence you?
You know, I wanted to heal her. I wanted her fixed. I wanted God to heal her. I prayed. I thought if I did everything right, he might heal her. And he just didn't. He just didn't heal her. So you began to ask yourself those questions at a very, very young age. God is supposed to be doing everything. God is supposed to fix everything. And he doesn't always do that. But I think he's. It's had a huge impact on my life. I think every time we do some kind of work with a nonprofit, it is in some fashion part of trying to help my sister, part mm-hmm. of trying to take care of my sister, trying to rescue her in some fashion, and just the empathy for people that suffer.
It sounds.
I believe that's why she was put on this earth. And, huh. It was, she had a huge impact on the people around her.
It sounds like in the process, and you mentioned that, you know, the word process, processing the feelings, processing the situation, processing even feelings of helplessness. And I want to make sure that I'm hearing what you're saying, you know. The feeling of helplessness and wanting, even in after praying. And I think there's a connection here because there are people listening today, Barney, they're praying and asking God for healing. They're asking God for a miracle. And they don't see any change. How did you work through that as a young child and then, of course, through your growing up years?
Well, you know, when you're a child, you don't have any choice but to live through it. You know, you're not really capable yet of handling things intellectually, but you're beginning. you're beginning the process, that's for sure. You learn to trust. You just learn to trust. And you take it day by day. You just hope that it's all going to end up for the better. My sister died at 34. I'm 64, so she died a long time ago. I knew years after she passed away how much she had influenced, and whatever good we've done with the nonprofits that we've worked with, it's directly related to her. Anybody that's been helped by us and our company has been influenced.
Bonnie, what was her name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Which happens to be my wife's name as well, but that's Carolyn Ann Visser.
Carolyn Ann Visser. Well, it would be correct to say, I guess, as you've expressed, that the many lives that have been impacted through the nonprofit organizations which you have supported and your companies have supported through the years have been beneficiaries of the life of Carolyn Ann Visser. And the grace on them is flowing through the grace that God had poured out on her and through her, you and your family. You're listening to Barney Visser. Barney is a successful businessman. He's the owner of a NASCAR team. He races. He's had 200 races. He's the father of 7 grown children, married to Carolyn. His sister, Carol Ann Visser, was used to influence many. And he'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
After volunteering for Vietnam in 1967, and serving as a paratrooper, rigging parachutes, he used the Army GI Bill to attend the University of Northern Colorado, where he walked onto the football team despite not playing in high school. He earned a scholarship and played on the defensive line in 1970. Of course, that you're talking about a guy who, yeah, didn't play in high school, but he's going to walk on and not just progress. He's going to take a lead role. That kind of quality speaks none other than Barney Visser, who is our guest today, the owner of Furniture Row, a successful mattress and sofa company, and Furniture Row Racing, which is part of NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Barney Visser is here via our telephone connection there in Colorado. And we're talking heart-to-heart. Before our break, he was sharing about his sister, Carol Ann Visser, who at just 2 weeks old had a stroke, and the impact of which she lived and influenced the family in tremendous ways, impacting his life. We're going to talk more about that. But if you're tuning in right now, you want to get this program in its entirety, you can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. As you listen, soak it in, but also share it with a friend that the Lord will touch you and maybe prompt your heart to share it with. Again, find it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Barney, we talked about Carol Ann, you know, her going through multiple strokes as a child, and then in the ensuing years, how did your parents handle that?
Well, you know, Danny, I guess I really don't know. I would have to think back and say, because I never knew parents that had, I never lived with parents that weren't going through that, so, but I will tell you that my mom was pretty tough. It toughened her up, not that she wasn't tough to begin with, but she expected a lot out of the boys. She taught us that we could accomplish anything we set our minds to. She just wouldn't hear of anything else. And she took care of my sister. I mean, her life revolved around, the needs of my sister and her kids. My dad worked three jobs when I was real young. He delivered milk and ran Railway Express and was starting selling real estate. And it morphed into where he was fully selling real estate in the late 50s. It was very difficult on him. He was pretty weepy at times. It was tough. It was tough on them, and I cannot imagine going through anything much tougher for a parent, because it was a long term thing, and I think, you know, we learned how to deal with tough stuff watching them, both my brother and I, deal with that, but we were in our own pain watching my sister, but these things are, they're tough.
It seems to have created, God used that to build in you a resolve, an inner strength to be able to do the things that you have done as an entrepreneur. What would you say? What would you say the Lord did put in you through that, which has impacted your business career?
How did my sister, my mom taught us that we could do anything we wanted. We were mowing lawns, and I had a newspaper out, Denver Post paper out, back in the, when I was 10. And, you sell your newspapers and you collect for them at the end of every month and you make a profit, or if you don't get the collections done, you don't make a profit. I mean, you just, so she had us out there you know, trying to do things. And I, my sister, would talk us through it as much to whatever degree she could. Hmm. And she was always kind of a bright spot. She had a cheerful attitude for a girl that couldn't get up and get around. I remember she would, if my brother and I were out in the yard playing, she'd be in the window, the picture window, watching us out there. And she wanted to talk about it when we came inside. And I mean, it was just, it was part of what we did. It was, you know, but to tie all that together and say this is exactly how it shaped us, I really can't, I can't identify that necessarily, I guess.
Barney, how did you discover the gifts that you have for business, to grow a company, to take an idea? Oh my gosh, to even get an idea and then to take it to the level that you've taken it. How did you discover those gifts?
You know, I don't know that I discovered them as much as I just set my mind to it and did it. After I got back from Vietnam, I'd worked at Safeway full time the last couple of years in high school, and I was putting in long days. Got in the Army, got out of the Army. I really didn't want to work for anybody after that. It was just I was going to control my own destiny, partially because of some of the things that happened in the Army, and partially because I knew I could. It was just, you just set your mind to it and just did it. The pillow business was something. We just started buying fabric and buying foam and bought an old hammer mill and made a foam shredder out of it. And, started making, these big giant pillows, a partner and I. And, that was kind of the start of the business in our garage. I just never thought about it any other way. Did I have the gifts to do it or not have the gifts to do it? I just did it.
You weren't being philosophical about things. You were just taking action.
Yeah, that's right.
It seems like some real life-changing things happen in garages, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Your faith. At what point did you make you grew up in church, went to a Christian private school. At what point did you make a conscious decision in your heart to follow Christ?
I made a conscious decision when I was six to follow Christ. And I know people don't, some people just say that's not possible, but I knew what I was doing and I did it. And I talked to them every day. You know, as the teenage years came on, I guess I backed off some. You know, as the Army came on, there's just a period of your life in there that can be pretty intense, and you're not, didn't follow my faith as I should have then. And sometime in my early 20s, I came back to it. And drifted again in my 30s through an intellectual that I'd met, and but came back again. And then it's been a, you know, I'll never go any other. That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's been 25 years, I think, since I had a drift. Really, 30 years.
What difference has Christ made in your life?
Well, I'll tell you, I had a very difficult time in my 30s. The only thing I can to say what difference he has made, I would have to go back to when I was not walking in my faith for a year or two in my mid-30s. And I was borderline insane, I think. I was kicking in doors and not a happy man. It was just a very difficult time in my life. Very unhappy and very, and I just had to go back to my faith. There was nothing else.
So at a very low point.
Yes.
Today, someone listening is going through a low point. And they don't know why. It may seem like it has, as you're listening to Barney today, as we're talking, you might not know the rhyme or reason why you are where you are today. Or you may know. It may be a blend of both. But you're in a low point. And it may be characterized by fits of rage or depression. And again, maybe both. Sometimes they go hand in hand, you know. It may have been triggered by something that took place recently. But nonetheless, you're in this place. And so the Lord brings Barney Visser, and we're talking today, just to remind you, you know, it wasn't always that way for him. Things changed. His life took on a different course. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more about that and how through a difficult moment, the Lord galvanized his faith all the more and brought him to a place with clarity and strength. A family man, a man who has really experienced great wealth over the course of time, and has used that even to bless many others. And it's through those moments, those trying moments, those moments of depression or despair, that God does something in our lives to prepare us for the days to come. Great days. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members.
All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Have you ever been in a funk? I mean, you know, in a place where, well, you're immobilized. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to go about doing what you need to do. Or maybe you're doing things, but you know, the heart's not in it. It's motions. Maybe the funk is, low level or even deep level. Dark depression. Well, if you've gone through anything like that, well, you'll be able to relate with our guest today. His name is Barney Visser. We're talking with him from Colorado, where he lives. He is a successful businessman and also the owner of a NASCAR racing team. Well, today in our program, Barney is sharing about what Christ has done in his life. And as he shares, we're believing that the Lord will speak to you and touch your heart. Because if the Lord can do things, mighty things in Barney's life, he can certainly do it in your life. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Find out more about our program, our resources, which are available to you, programs like these and others. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Barney, before our break, you talked about being in a funk in response to a question about how has Christ helped you during your life and in maybe even some difficult times. Take us from there. You're in the funk. I know it relates to an intellectual who is a friend of yours, and how God brought you out of that.
Well, Danny, I in my mid-30s, I had had an intellectual who was a good friend of mine. We'd written a screenplay together and done all kinds of things together. He was just a brilliant guy. Had really challenged my faith. And trying to get back to my faith, I had consciously made a decision not to spend any more time with him, and for a few years that's the way it ended. I slowly came back to my faith, but he called, and he had contracted kidney cancer and wanted to get together to write a book, to help finish writing a book that he was working on, and I prayed to God. It's something I've never done before. I got down on my hands and knees in my office and prayed to God to protect me from this. I did not want to go get anywhere near away from my faith again. And I got up and opened up my Bible and just flipped it open and dropped my finger down, and it dropped down to a verse that said, "I will confound even the wisest of men," in 1 Corinthians. And I was just stunned. And I knew that God was going to be with me. Mm-hmm. I got back together with him. I took him to the Big Promise Keepers event in Washington, D.C., you know, when 1.5 million men showed up for that. He was hoping for a healing there, which we didn't get, but and God has done that several times for me since, and I don't know why. Because I know it doesn't happen to people often, but it seems like at a critical junction in my life, I'm able to open up the Word of God and find exactly what I need when I need it here.
Him being an intellectual, you receiving that assurance from the Lord, how did your relationship go from then?
It's something I fall back on often. I think about that moment because it's happened another dozen times since then at critical junctions in my life. When my son was dying in the hospital, my oldest son, we realized we were going to lose him. And then, you know, we called them all together, and I read Psalm 23. And I've never liked that psalm. It just didn't, for me, it just didn't. And I thought, God, I prayed to God, just give me something more for my kids here. And I flipped the Bible and came right to Corinthians and 1 Corinthians 15, and the little heading said the resurrection body. Hmm. And we read that I don't know how many times in the hospital, just over and over again. The kids just wanted to hear it over and over again, and we just we held on to it. That which was just 6 months after the other event, I guess. Anyway, I don't know what else to tell you about except that's what happened.
The Lord's been speaking to you through that. And you hold on to his word.
I do.
And, you know, I can only envision, I can only imagine, Dad, read the passage again. Dad, read that scripture again about the resurrection. You remind me about the value of the Word of God. You also remind me, you remind us, Barney, of those moments where, the Word of God comes alive, the living Word comes into our situation. Where God gives us, you know, you talk about a thumb drop. I mean, it's like he drops the right word at the right time that we need for the moment. You've experienced that. Today, the Lord is speaking to people's hearts. I can concur. I've experienced that periodically in my life as well, and I really relish that. And treasure those moments. But I think today, together, we remind our dear listener to really hold fast to the Word. Wouldn't you say so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure, here.
You know, when the Lord speaks, it might be a word. It could come even in an innocuous place or moment when you look at the Scriptures and something jumps out at you and you know that God is speaking to you. That's one of the ways you can know that the Lord is alive and that he loves you and that he knows you. And we encourage you in that way in this particular season of your life. As Barney has reminded me, he reminds us. Barney, you've retired and now you're the owner of a NASCAR race team. What happened in the 1990s at a school in Arizona was the genesis of what was to become this season of your life?
You know, when I retired, I was looking for something to do. I didn't want to play golf, and so but I also wanted something to do with my oldest son. Who was a bit of a rebel at the time.
And this is the same son?
Trying to connect.
This is the same son that was in the hospital?
Yes. Yes, it is. And we just had a blast. I mean, it was a race driving school, and he loved it, and I loved it. It was terrific. And that was one of the fun things that we were able to do together. But he in 98, he passed away. In May of 98, and that was on the deathbed. We read the scriptures. I mean, we lost him.
Mm.
And that's why I say, I watched my parents deal with it. I think that, and I felt like I had to teach my kids how to deal with it as well. I mean, we're going to get challenged in life. We are going to have struggles. Everybody is going to have struggles. And I really felt like I needed to have my kids learn how to to deal with tough stuff. And so we went deep into the scriptures. I wrote a little book that I was able to have ready. A friend helped me write it, pull it together, and we were able to hand it to him. Chad died in May of that of 98, and we were able to hand it to the kids at Christmas. And I think it impacted their lives dramatically. I mean, they had been through the most traumatic event of their lives, and they're all walking with the Lord today. It's huge. To go back to your original question of what happened at that, I really realized driving that car that if I retired, I didn't want to play golf. I wanted to do something that had a little more adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just me. That's what I preferred doing. And
you wanted to do it with Chad?
Chad was gone. By the time I started the race team, Chad was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But the other kids were mildly interested. I bought a car myself and started racing it locally here. At the short track up here in Colorado National Speedway, and started meeting people and got interested in putting together what it was called the Busch Series then, put a Busch team together for a few years with a local driver here. And again, started meeting people, and it just kind of kept morphing until we finally wound up in the Sprint Cup Series, and we are actually made the chase this year. It's like making the playoffs and... In NASCAR, if you make the chase, you've arrived, I guess. But this was our first year in that. And had a driver that was kind of a rebel. Kurt Busch was one of the 10 most hated athletes in America. But he needed a ride, and we gave him a good car. And he was able to put her in the show, in the chase. And he really did well for us. I think he learned a lot, and I think our Christian faith showed through for him. I think it was just a real good experience for him, and a good experience for us. He's moving on to another team now. He signed with a big team, and we're back to Martin Truex will be our driver this year, and we got big hopes for him too. We'll see.
The audience, the stands, the attendance. Barney, we're talking more than people that would be able to fill a stadium, right?
Yeah, so, you know, some of the races will pull 140,000 people. they're big. They're big. The traffic jams around those things can be a nightmare. But, no, they pull a lot of people, typically... 80, 90, 100,000 people. Down in the southeast, it's a big deal.
You mentioned about your Christian faith. You think it, you know, had a positive impact on Kurt Busch. What challenges exist in an environment like that at a NASCAR race at the level that you're talking about? When we come back from our break, let's talk a little bit about that. And Barney, your life is, you know, the experiences that you've had, I mean, the elation of being there, I can't imagine what it was like. That's why I want you to describe it for us. Give us a glimpse of what that world is like on the inside. But also, speaking to the hearts of people, as you are, who have experienced or are going through the deepest pains of life, the indescribable moments. And here you are, in your right mind, sane, clear, and anchored in Christ. What a testimony. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Barney Visser. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I leave.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, so the Lord drops a word for you at that time in your life. How do you feel? Well, our guest today, you know, he talk about an adrenaline rush. He talk about feeling something unlike any other. I mean, we're talking about someone who is raced, is in that world, someone who knows what it is to really to make a fortune. Oh, to hear the word of God, to hear the Lord speak to you, that he says has made, there's nothing that could compare with it. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm speaking of Barney Visser, who is our guest today. And to listen to this program in its entirety, I encourage you, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free. If you'd like to, what's happening today is ministered to you. You'd like to help us take it further to even more people as we expand our program across the United States, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. You can connect with us there as well. Again, get this and other resources at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Barney, take us into the world, the exhilaration of what it's like to be driving, to be a part of seeing a Kurt Busch, driving your car, in the biggest races in the world. What does it feel like?
You know, this year, when we made the chase, we were the first single car team ever to make the chase in NASCAR. It's 12 teams will make the race. And out of maybe 50 teams that begin the season. So it's kind of like the playoffs in NASCAR. And when we made the chase, we were standing out there on Furniture Row, on the pit road. It was a thrill. I mean, it was fun. People are running around, and of course, we've done something nobody's ever done before, and it's just we're all beaming and proud of ourselves, and the TV cameras are all over the place, and my wife is thrilled. And but you know, none of that compares to the thrill that I got when I opened up the Bible and thumb dropped that verse in 1 Corinthians 1 that said, I will confound even the wisest of men. When I was struggling with my faith because of this brilliant man, I just, and again, you know, on my son's deathbed, when we got 1 Corinthians 15, the resurrection body, I just thumb dropped that. Those are moments that I cherish. Will cherish the rest of my life. And there's been another 8 or 10 of those when I'm in a critical junction in my life that have just been, for me, exhilarating. And, you know, understanding when you connect with your Creator, when you connect with the essence of everything and He reaches down and does something like that for you, it's just, it's a thrill. He promises life and life abundantly, and that's what He's done for me. He has just given me life abundantly, in spite of the you know, the tragedies that we've grown up with and have had. It's been a very, very rich life.
You have the platform right now. Someone today is going through a moment that's hard to describe. It's tough. What would you say to someone in a position where they're feeling helpless, maybe on the verge of hopelessness? How would you encourage them?
You know, it would depend on, I guess, who they were and what they were going through. But I would say, you know, if they're losing someone, if they're losing someone very dear to them, it will challenge their faith. I assume if they're listening to your show, they have some faith. They have made a connection with God in some fashion. If they have been able to do that, it's going to challenge their trust in God, that there really is something on the other side. And it will challenge it like they've never been challenged before. Is there life after death? Is my son still alive over there? Is he, you know, how is he? We're suffering. Everybody's suffering here. In our case, God just held us very close, and it was the only answer. We searched the scriptures. I poured over them, and I read everything I could read. And, but mostly, initially, we just grieved really, really hard. That's all you can do, and pray that God will hold you close, because that is very comforting. I would go back to the scriptures. I'd just go back to the scriptures, and I would read everything I could read. I had a friend once that was just absolutely tortured. He was had been in maybe 200 fights. At least 200 fights in his life, and he was just a real rebel. And he had come down with cancer, and they were going to remove his prostate. And he just felt absolutely tortured by all the thoughts that were going through his mind. And the only thing that he could do that gave him any peace at all was he had the Bible on tape, mm-hmm. and he would listen to the scriptures, and it would give him peace. And he wasn't really a Christian at the time. He was not. He has since become a very strong Christian.
Yes.
And has led a lot of kids to Christ just in the last 5, 6, 7 years. He's 67 today. This all started when he was about 60. God reaches down at different times and grabs people. He grabbed him. And it's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the scriptures. It is the essence of everything true. And it is the essence of a being that loves you incredibly and very much wants to make contact with you and will hold you close. And you can't just go into your mind. You need to go into the scriptures. Go to Christ's teachings. Just go to Christ's commandments and just start there and study and hold them close.
A word of encouragement, heartfelt, heart-to-heart encouragement from Bonnie Visser to you. You know, some people, well, you know, they have a right to come and share because they earn it through the life experiences that they go through. Life, I think we could all say, life isn't always easy. And life in Christ isn't always easy. And there are moments when things get so bad. But see, that's the thing. When we talk about the resurrection, like how Barney was sharing, 1 Corinthians 15, there is always hope, my friend. Always hope. And dear one, as you listen today, know that the Lord loves you and He knows you. And together with Barney, I just want to say a quick prayer, just praying, may the Lord bless you. In this moment, in this season of your life, may He strengthen you. May He encourage you. May He fill your heart with peace, comfort, and inspiration in ways that only He can. And that's why I believe He's brought our dear friend today, Barney, to share heart to heart with you. Receive the grace, the comfort, and the peace of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And like I said, Barney, thank you so much for being with us today. It means so much that you've taken the time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Thank you. I was very happy to share anything I can to help whoever I can out their day.
And you have.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You have. And we, together, hope that you've been inspired and encouraged by this inspirational sharing of Barney Visser. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, got something special for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest, Barney Visser. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.